Hey, what's up, Transfer Cats? I am live here at Cal State Long Beach. It is a beautiful day. I am right outside the Steve and Ninny Horn Center. It's beautiful. We're looking at the pyramid over here. And I am with Zach Perez, a COD, College of the Desert alumni. And he transferred here a bit ago. And I'm going to kind of ask him a few questions about his journey. So welcome, Zach. How are you?
How are you doing, Scott? Thanks so much for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
It's great to be here. And I'm so glad you could join us. So can you give our listeners just a little bit of background as to your transfer journey? How did you get here to Long Beach?
Yeah, so I'm originally from the desert, born and raised in the Coachella Valley. I graduated from Rancho Mirage High School in 2021. Then I attended College of the Desert to pursue my Associate in Communication Studies for transfer. During my time there, I joined the TRIO DSPS program, which is now unfortunately discontinued due to the current administration and the Department of Education. And I was also an intern with Congressman Ruiz on his campaign side and his official side. After writing a letter to him in DC about a bill that I was very passionate about, and then after that, I was like, okay, well, if I can get the internship with a congressman, then I can do whatever I want. So I took my talents and I called up NBC Palm Springs right across the street. And long and behold, I got an internship with them. And then I transferred out to Long Beach State. And now we're here. So I'm here pursuing my bachelor's degree in journalism now.
Awesome. So if you're here in the audience, we're out in the quad. It's a vibrant day, even though, you know, it's Thursday. Well, there's a ton of people here. It feels alive. It is great. So thinking about student life and what makes things great here, tell me about some support services that you might recommend to students to get involved in so that this feels not like a massive school.
Yeah. One thing about Long Beach State is, even I heard before I came here, but one thing I've seen to myself is that Long Beach State is one big community. We're very supportive of one another. Everybody's able to talk to everybody. We're all here to help one another and we're all here to bear arms together. Some support systems that I think that students could take a part in is, obviously, if you're a transfer student, first off, if you get accepted, if you accept your offer letter here, I would say come to Week of Welcome. Week of Welcome is an event that is held in April, on a Saturday around the first, second week of April. And it's basically where they have all the clubs, all the different departments on campus where they meet with transfer students and first year students to be able to give them a taste of what Long Beach is like. I tried joining the EOP program. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. I wasn't able to do that because I either had to be in the transfer center or the EOP program. But I ultimately stuck with the TRIO program because the amount of support I received at College of the Desert was great, and I wanted to continue to receive that support here. The TRIO program is great. You meet twice a month with the coach to conduct a meeting. It's like a twice a month meeting, like kind of check-in. They have free printing. Computers, snacks, and they hold a lot of events here as well. But then there's also, things like basic needs for students who are having food insecurity. And then also things within your department as well. So just be willing to put yourself out there and be willing to take a risk. I would tell students is because I know it could be intimidating, but one thing that I was told when I got to the university is that they kind of just throw you out like a coyote. You're mm-hmm. out to fight for yourself, and which is very true. But when you're able to find that right support system and the people that have your back you up, then you should be okay. But I would just say it's really like putting yourself out there, putting your name out there, building connections with people. Like, I built connections with everybody in housing, the higher up. So mm-hmm. if I try to get a job with them, they know who I am. People on campus as well. If I need help, they'll be able to help me because they know who I am and I'm very interactive with them. But yeah, just willing to put yourself out there.
Awesome. And do you have a job on campus or are you, what are you involved in here?
So right now I don't have a job on campus. I do have federal work studies, but it is very hard to find jobs here on campus just because they're very like demanding here. So as of right now, no, I don't, but I do have the federal work studies to find a job, but it's just very hard to find.
I thought you were working for the radio station as well.
I was, but that was volunteer time. And unfortunately I'm no longer there.
Okay. So tell me about housing. You're from out of the area. How was it getting a place to stay?
Because that's a big issue. The way it works is for first year students who have never lived in the dorms is I think they have about 450 housing spaces for first year students. And what they do is basically they go off how far you are. So let's say you're here in Lakewood. if you're here in Lakewood and someone from Palm Springs is trying to get housing, most likely the person from Palm Springs will get housing. But then also too, another thing too is they have to take into consideration if you have accommodations with our Bob Murphy Center, which is our BMAC, it's kind of like our DSPS Center at COD.
They have DSPS is in the community colleges, it's Disabled Students Programs and Services.
Yeah, here it's the Bob Murphy Access Center, and it's our disability program here as well.
Gotcha.
And so what I did when I first got to Long Beach State was I set up a meeting with them to get my class accommodations, and I also found out that they had housing accommodations. So basically what that means is like where I live specifically, like I have a larger, I have a space, like my own area, and then I'm living with everybody, but it's like, it's, there's certain things that I'm able to like have and things like that. So like, for example, if I need to like shower or whatever, they have like, there's a bench in there that I don't even use. It's just there.
Gotcha.
I just put my stuff on top of it. But, yeah, so they take that into consideration. So after your first year, the whole point is for students to live on campus for a year and then, have them move out and live off campus. But if you have accommodations like that, they have to take those into consideration.
Cool.
Because it's, you know, it's, they just have to take them into consideration. It's not guaranteed, but you know, they most likely do take them into consideration. What I did last year was I fill out my application, and then right afterwards I emailed higher ups explaining my reason why I believe that I need housing and why it'll be successful for me in my career, in my educational career. And I got housing. So a lot of my friends, me, one of my other friends, and me and two other friends of mine from last year's, we got housing, and the rest of them, they had to go elsewhere.
Okay. So give some transfer advice to students coming here in terms of financial aid or scholarships, or how was that experience for you in covering the cost of being here?
Right. So I actually got very lucky in high school. I was a part of a class that, worked alongside with the Department of Rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they like were able to, it was a class where like they taught you like skills like for college and stuff like that. And the whole point was that they would be able to help students cover college costs, trade school, anything like that, whether if you want to go to like COD or go to Mayfield, anything like that, HBAC, they'll be able to cover it for you. But the whole point is that you have to obviously stay on track and pursue like your degree. So with that, I'm blessed and grateful that I have that support, because honestly, if I didn't have that support, I wouldn't be here. Tuition is very expensive. Mm-hmm. And, with the Department of Rehabilitation and their support with supplies and books and, you know, parking, mm-hmm. and gas money monthly, it would be very expensive, and it would just be a financial strain on myself.
But gotcha.
Because, I support myself fully. I don't get the support from my family. So, and whatever financial aid covers, but yeah, I mainly depend on the Department of Rehabilitation for their support. So, but for advice for transfer students and stuff like that, there is a lot of scholarships. I would say take advantage of those. Even I apply for them myself. I have yet to get one. But there is like also a lot of like areas here on campus that I have maybe have yet to discover that are being able to help out students with vouchers or certain buy books or things like that. So the help is here. The help is here. You just have to go out and look for it, and be willing to put yourself out there. And obviously, you know, ask the right questions, you know. Maybe you can ask one department, maybe they connect to another department, that department can get you connected to
it. It's all about connections, right?
So, yes.
So, this is a big school. There's a lot of people here.
40,000 people.
Wow. Tell me about making friends and social life and things like that. What do you love about it?
I love it here. I'm blessed to be here. It's a beautiful campus.
Mm-hmm. For the audience, we're looking at the big pyramid here. So if you've ever seen the, like right through the Horn Center, there's the big pyramid, and off to our left is kind of the center of campus. Lots of construction going on. I'm looking at the water tower right now. This is a beautiful campus. It's green. It's lush. It's close to the beach. Did you ever get to the beach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
not far from the beach.
And our USU right now is under construction. We just started renovation this past summer, so it'll be up. It'll be done in 2028. So if you're a new freshman coming to Long Beach State, you'll have a brand new USU.
That's dynamite.
Yeah, but I'll kind of talk about my, you know, making friends and just like me coming here. So obviously, coming to Long Beach State, it was like my first time leaving home and stuff. And you know, obviously, I was very nervous and everything. And I was just very nervous to come. It was just a new challenge, a new experience for me, because all I've known is Coachella Valley. And so, you know, coming out here was a little bit tough and everything. And when I got to the dorms, I was very surprised because there was a lot of students that were, we were all in the same boat. We were all first years. We were all, you know, moving away from home for the first time. And we all just built community and connections with each other. You know, we have our little common area room in our dorms where we would go out and, you know, study homework, play games. A lot of times we would have movie nights. We would watch boxing matches, football games, watch the Super Bowl. Like this upcoming weekend, we're going to have a big Super Bowl watch party in the dorms. And, you know, I feel like there's like where I build like my lifelong friends in the dorms. You know, I'm still very close with a majority of them. And then also, too, in your classes. Don't be afraid to, you know, make connections with your class peers and your classmates, because those are the ones that are going to be able to help you with assignments or if you have questions on homework. And if you really think about it, some professors are very supportive and others are not so much. And when you get those professors that are not so supportive, that's where you lean on your community of classes, because, a lot of the students that you're becoming friends with or that you have in classes, you're going to have class with them like basically for the rest of your time there. It's kind of like COD. It's like very small classes. Like I'll see Scott in like two or three of my classes, if not, you know. So it's like build connections with them, be friends with them, because like you're able to learn with them and grow with them and, you know, just learn new things with them, you know. Two of my amazing friends, well, three of them are actually, they're finishing the semester, so it's like, you know, it is a bittersweet moment for me, but it, you know, those are like lifelong friends that I'll keep in.
So what do you want to do after you graduate?
I want to go into broadcast journalism. So right now I'm actually in talks with KSQ to get another internship with them this summer. I interned with them last summer as well. It was a really great experience just being able to, you know, work with both news stations back home, growing up watching them. It's been amazing, you know, being able to walk into the news station, see John White, Karen Devine. That's Blake awesome. Arthur, you know.
Those are local folks out in Palm Springs area, for those listening.
You know.
Hey, I got to ask you. So one of the questions I ask all my guests is, tell me about like the secret, you know how In-N-Out has a secret menu. What's the secret menu here at Long Beach? What's some great food that maybe not everyone knows about?
Well, we, before USU got renovated, they did have a different spot here on campus. Obviously, they have a bunch of food trucks now. But there was El Pollo Loco. They had a deal where students can get like a whole meal for like what, $10?
Okay, that's not bad. Where's the best food though? Like, is there a good milkshake? You know, I love milkshakes. Yeah, so
here on campus.
Okay,
but there's a spot in Signal Hill. It's called Mia's Cafe. It's I did some work with them, and they're family owned, and they're amazing. The prices are reasonable. It's
Mia's Cafe.
Mia's Cafe in Signal Hill. You gotta try it out.
Free promo for you guys out there.
the prices are reasonable. A great family. And it's just really about supporting your local community and local businesses. You know, the same way we support our community and businesses back home in the Coachella Valley, we do that same thing here.
Awesome. So there's 23 Cal States, well, now 22, and 9 UCs, and you chose Long Beach. What's your verdict? Did you choose well or what?
I think I chose well. I got accepted into all four of my schools I applied to. I applied to San Bernardino, which I got accepted into first, and, you know, I don't know if anybody was hearing this, but, you know, I automatically declined it because that's one place I didn't want to go to.
Because it's local.
It's local. And I also got accepted into Fullerton here in Cal Poly SLO. I made the right decision. I really did, because I was really eyeing Long Beach State since I was in high school, and this was like my dream school, especially with their program here. We have a great journalism program, and it's far enough from home, but not too far enough for me wanting to go back every weekend. I think I chose the right location, because if I didn't come here, I don't think I would have met the amazing people that I've met, built the amazing friendships that I met. Because I feel like it's really true what they say is, the friends that you make in college are, you know, lifelong friends. Yes, you can have lifelong high school friends, but it's different when you're in college. And, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way here at Long Beach State. There are times where I may be tired or disencouraged, but, you know, I'm reminded I'm here for a reason. I lean very much on my faith. So, you know, this is something that I've prayed for and, you know, I've shed tears for, and, you know, it's answered prayer. So,
that's
yeah.
Wonderful. Hey, for those of you listening, make sure to check out my video on Time to Transfer on my YouTube channel and like and subscribe and do all that good stuff. And if you feel so inclined to keep Transfer Man rolling up north, there's a little donation button. All of this is covered out of my own paycheck. So if you could help me out, I can bring more of this great content for you. So thank you for joining me today, Zach. Really, really cool. You took time out of your schedule. And any final words for transfers?
I would say if you're planning on transferring, take the risk and be scared. Do it scared. Do it uncomfortable, because you never know what's going to be on the other side. I actually heard a quote from one of my mentors over the summer, Blake Arthur. He was talking. I asked him. I was like, "Have you ever thought about wanting to go to ESPN or anything?" He was like, "Maybe back in the day when I didn't have kids and a wife." But he was like, "You know, he's like, I'm gonna tell you one thing." He was like, "The grass is not always greener on the other side. It's always greener where you water it."
So, that's right.
You know, I sowed that seed into Long Beach State, and you know, I'm watering it and taking care of it, and it's been a wonderful experience. I have another year here, so we shall see what happens. But yeah, take that risk, do it scared, because it'll be the best decision of your life, and it'll make you never want to go back to the valley.
So awesome. Thank you very much, Zach, for joining me, and we will call it a day. I'll see you guys on the flip side. Thank you. Bye-bye.